savage, we would triumph over adversity. Thank goodness we don't do that anymore. Now storks deliver packages for cornerstore.com.
Our new phones!
Always deliver. The orphan tulip.
A tulip is just fine. Orphan hurts my heart.
There's one less baby to deliver.
That never got the baby they asked for.
If this baby finds her family, then maybe I can find mine.
All right, let's do it.
Let me show you how to fly this.
Hello. I'm a bird. I'm pretty sure I know how to... Ah! I was wrong! I was immediately wrong!
Is your seat wet?
Yep, I peed in the seat we were falling.
Warner Brothers said, we ain't about to miss all this animated money that's going around right about now because Illumination... Those little chicken nugget minions or whatever, Universal, Disney, Pixar, now Sony as well, and I guess Fox is trying with their Ice Age or whatever you want to call that shit. But Warner Bros. Said, nah, we ain't just got Lego movies. We got storks. You ain't see that coming, did you, son? Nah, storks, people. The highly anticipated fall animated film of Warner Brothers, and that Lego thing, that could not be more clear in Warner Brothers' future. I'm starting to think that Warner Brothers just doesn't know what to do anymore, and I'm saying that because the beginning of this film, there's a short, and I was just like, oh, it's different. You don't really see too many shorts outside of Disney, Pixar films and stuff like that. I said, that's cool. I love these little animated shorts. Let's see what, oh, except for that lava one. I fucking hate that one so much. But I said, let's see this one out. And it was a Lego short of the, what's the Ninja Legos? Because I know they're making a movie of that one. For some reason, I want to say the Ninjetti, but I maybe it is that one. Whatever, whichever one. You guys know what it is. And the first thing I want to kick off is, oh my God, this short sucks. This movie is probably going to suck balls now. First of all, the short is just long as shit, and it's about a chicken. And you're just like, And it just won't end, neither. That's the thing, too. Kind of like this movie. It just won't end. It keeps going and going and going. So let's go ahead and give a plot synopsis of this movie, Storks. You got Andy Samberg, who plays Junior in here. And he just delivered his 1,000,000th package. Storks long ago used to do babies. But then they said, well, there was an incident that happened with a pigeon who got attached to the baby, and he tried to keep it. Next you know it, they ended up breaking his little device, where the device kind of tells you where the babies are supposed to be delivered. So they kind of banned that pigeon. I mean, not that pigeon, that stork, and the baby just turned out to live there. Fast forward 18 years later, baby's all grown up, voiced by, what is the girl's name? Oh, Tulip, played by Katie Crown, or voiced by Katie Crown. And, well, let's be fair, she's kind of a fuck-up. And Junior here, played by Andy Samberg, like I said, he's delivered his 1,000,000th package. And basically, he's the best of the best. So the boss, played by Kelsey Grammer, who I thought did a great job, plays Hunter. He comes in and tells him, hey, you know what? The big leagues, they want me to work up at top. So you know what? That means if I'm gone, I got to make somebody the boss around here. And they do this little cool... Because I thought the animation looked generic as fuck. I mean, it looks just like every other damn animated film. But they do this little cool blow-your-mind moment, like where they actually show you where his mind actually gets blown away. Because, you know, hey, that's all Storks got to do is deliver things. And they decide to open up, I forgot the name of the company that it was called, but it's like an Amazon. They pretty much deliver everything. And his boss, Hunter, offers him to be the boss. And all he has to do is fire Tulip. She has to go because she's a fuck up. Because every time she tries to help out, numbers go down. We got to get rid of her. And for some odd reason, you know, this stork, he can't tell her she's fired or anything like that. And that the fact that she's 18, she's no longer legally bound to us. She can go on and live with the humans now. And we've pretty much done our part. So instead of telling her she's fired, he kind of sticks her in the mail room and say, hey, we need you to do an important job here. Only to go back on, I was going to say Earth, but back into civilization, let's just say that. where you got Ty Burrell and Jennifer Aniston, who plays Sarah and Henry Gardner, and they're real estate agents. They work together, family business, if you will, between the two. And they have a little son, Nate, played by voiced by Anton Starkman. And he realizes his parents ain't never going to have time for him. So instead of just moping around about it and stuff, he just says, hey, I want a baby brother. Why don't y'all make me a brother? And they just look at him and start laughing or whatever. They're just like, yeah, we're perfectly fine with just you. And he's just like, oh, okay. So, you know, he kind of mopes about it. He goes up to the attic and he finds one of the old stork ads in the boxes and stuff. Why does he go to the attic? Beats the fuck out of me. I don't know. People probably saying, damn, P1. This is a long-ass synopsis. Trust me, there's a lot of fucking subplots in here. And he finds a little stork and it said deliver a baby and stuff like that. I'm assuming that's where he came from because in this world, sex doesn't exist. Just give me a pistol right now to put it in my head. What in the blue fuck? Who would want to live in that world? So people in this world, this is 1950 apparently, the 1950s apparently, where people don't have sex to create, produce, reproduce babies or anything like that. You have to order one from storks. I know. And they even show you that the babies are made at the stork factory through letters. I know. I know. And so, you know, Tulip, she's a fuck up. She goes ahead and stick that. She gets the letter written by little Nate, and she ends up sticking it in the machine. Even though she sticks it in the wrong damn machine, she sticks it. There's a letter machine and there's a baby machine. I don't know how the two and two go together, but she sticks the letter in the baby machine, and then bam, out comes a baby. And next you know it, his job, or at least Junior and Tulip, well, they're saying, well, Junior's like, hey, we gotta get this baby delivered. No problem at all. We should be able to do this just fine because by Monday, StorkCon is gonna be here, and I'm gonna get promoted to the job that I want and stuff. And then they go on a mission to deliver, and then hijinks ensues, and then thus talk about family and all that great stuff. Let me just go ahead and get my positives out the way. Because, got a lot to say about this film. Probably not so much, to be honest. First of all, when the last time I seen Kelsey Grammer? I'm trying to remember this. But I liked him in the movie as the boss hunter. He plays a douchebag like no other, and he does it pretty damn good. Kelsey Grammer producing now. Okay, yeah, that's right, he does produce. I forgot he did produce a lot of stuff. But Hunter, he was really cool. He's kind of a dick. And he's kind of an office prick where it was kind of weird that he was he had these little birds and he was kind of treating them like shit. I just found out to be a little weird that he was treating birds like shit because I was like, huh. I thought that they should be your brethren or stuff like that because they got signs all over here. No humans allowed up here and stuff like that. So I was like, huh, you just a dick to everyone. Ike Barinholtz is in this, huh. All right, well, all right. They got a lot of voice in here. And so was Danny Trejo. He was Jasper. Who the fuck was Jasper again? Whatever, doesn't matter. Anyway, another pop that I have about this film. They do some cool shots. Two shots to be exact, whatever, of when the hunter announces, hey, you could be boss, and they show the mind blown thing. How they just show how, like, not only it goes to your mind, but a whole wave of EDM just hits up lights and everything like that. That looked gorgeous. That was probably the best looking animation in the whole film. Another thing I liked in here, Andy Samberg's voice was okay. His voice work was fine. I did like Ty Burrell and Jennifer Aniston and the son. I actually thought that story was a lot better than following Junior and Tulip because even though that they were kind of crazy in their own world, I think there's more of the heart of the story and the more sentimental values of the whole family thing in that little story there. Is the problem with that is just not on screen enough because we are following Junior and Tulip in here deliver this baby. Because the parents, they're workaholics, and he kind of convinces the boy, the son kind of convinces him, like, well, you know, my life could flash before your eyes. Next thing you know, bam, I'm in college by the time you put those headsets back on. So, you know, the parents start to realize, you know what, maybe we should just spend time with you. We're going to put these down and stuff. So they build, like, this weird-ass contraption on their house, which I just thought to be ridiculous in itself. But whatever, I get the point. But I like that there was a lot of heartfelt moments in this sequence alone with telling, pretty much trying to break down to their son, storks don't deliver babies and stuff like that. So what's the point of doing all this building and stuff like that? And they're just pretty much saying, well, it's bonding time with our son and stuff like this. It's the most fun we've ever had with him. And I like the answer that Ty Burrell gives when Jennifer Aniston's character asks him, so what happens when we finish and the stork doesn't deliver a baby or whatever? And Ty Burrell said, we'll just have to tell him the truth then. And I was like, oh, wow, this is, actually feels like a real family right here. This is a real family conversation in a cheap-ass-looking animated film, you know? Sorry, Warner Brothers, you ain't quite up there, you know? And, I guess that's all my pod. I mean, oh, and then I guess what they do with the wolves, as far as what they were turning in, it's so ridiculous. You just can't help but to chuckle at it. Like, they turn into planes and shit like that. Granted, the plane shit didn't work, and I found that to be funny. The propeller worked, but the rest of the body fun. That was a chuckle laugh. Only the stuff I laughed at, they were kind of just like smiles and chuckles or whatever. Now, to get into the bad now, let me just go ahead and say this. I was not looking forward to this movie. And after watching that Lego short, I was just like, ooh, oh God, that definitely isn't a good start. This movie is about maybe an hour and 40 minutes or something like that. It felt like 2 hours. I thought I was watching Snowden again or something like that, because that's how long this movie felt. The pacing in here sucks ass. Like, it drags on. And I think just because it's just a bunch of gags thrown on top of each other. There's no room to breathe, because I feel like this movie really doesn't have... No, I take that back. It does have a story in there, but I feel like they're saying the way to keep people entertained in this is just to do some Looney Tunes shit and just keep throwing gag on top of gag on top of gag on top of gag. And hopefully some of them will hit and people will get a pop out of it. That way, if there is a bad one in there, they won't even hear it because they're laughing so much over here. I didn't like any of the gags. I personally don't. I don't like this type of animation. I think this is the cheapest format you could possibly do. And, you know, the funny thing is, I was reading a review. Someone was comparing it to the Lego movie. And look, I ain't the biggest fan of the Lego movie. I didn't go as crazy as everyone else did. But I will say that the Lego movie has some clever, really funny, genuine moments in here. I didn't see that shit in here. This is some generic-ass, ordinary-looking animated film. Because I was hearing some people talk about... Well, not hearing, but I was reading. Some people talking about how clever this movie was and its jokes and funny. And I was just like, these random-ass jokes that's just thrown in here. It's nothing clever about that at all. All the characters besides Ty Burrell, Jennifer Aniston, and their son Nate. Hunter. I fucking hate it. I fucking hated all of them. They all were annoying as shit. I'm talking about annoying. And, you know, it's one of those things where you're just like... somebody shut this bitch up, please. Just shut her the fuck up. But then you kind of just dial back a little bit. You just go like, you know what? It's just right now in this scene. It should go. No. Throughout the whole fucking movie, dude. I swear. Tulip, Katie Crown's character, she is just overhyped for no fucking reason. Like, everybody's just loud and it's like a Michael Bay Shia LaBeouf off or something like that. Everybody's just loud and talking really fast and stuff like, and it's annoying as shit. They're hyper I fucking blanking on a goddamn word right now, whatever shit I'm saying. But either way, they're just overexcited, and it's annoying because they're just wailing and throwing their hands out. It's just loud and talking really fast, and it was just annoying as shit. Now, the character I really fucking hated, just really just despised every time he was on scene, and his purpose for even being in the film, I was trying to figure out, what is the point of him even being here, by the way? It's that fucking little pigeon you see in the trailer. And it's played by Steven Glickman. And his name in here is Pigeon Toady in here. Because he's basically just a kiss-ass and just wants everybody's acceptance. He's a pigeon pretty much that works at a stork factory. And he's just a kiss-ass everybody. But he has like this 1960s surfer California bro talk or something like that. And it was just annoying as shit. I got a clip of it right here. Because people probably say, oh, it couldn't have been that bad. Now, you listen to an hour and 40 minutes of just this talking to you.
What up? Hey, Pigeon Toady.
What up? He goes, yo, bro, you want to see my girlfriend, bro? I was just like, oh, God, somebody shut him the fuck up, please. Possibly one of the most annoying voice acting I think I've heard this year. And I'm talking outside of Ice Age and Norma of the North. This little green shit right here just got on my every fucking nerves. You just waiting for Hunter to take a golf slick and just swoom, swing to the bat and the A's right there. But no, he just somehow stayed. Because he somehow, even though he's kind of a kiss-ass, he somehow finds out that, Junior and Tulip, they must have had a baby with them because baby powder. Which, by the way, how in the fuck did that baby powder get on the ground in the Storks area? These babies come out in these little metallic metal fucking holding cells, if you will, whatever it were. And that baby was in that little container the whole time they were in this factory. So I was like, how the fuck did baby powder get outside or whatever? They weren't even carrying baby powder. Let me play the rest of this clip, though, so you can just hear how annoying this fucking bird is.
Hey, cool metal thing, bro. New kind of package? What's that?
Candy cane.
Some gas. Cool, bro. You caught the game last night.
Excellent play.
Real great game.
Yeah, too bad about the last quarter. Yeah, that was too bad.
Real bummer.
But yeah, then with a little time left, we pulled it out.
Totally.
Yeah, only to lose it again in the last second.
Such a disappointment.
It was a countdown.
Only to get it back.
Best day of my life.
Okay, not only just this pigeon, but you hear what I'm talking about with the girl, Tulip? It's fucking annoying, okay? Calm the fuck down, okay? This is why I don't like these type of anime. I feel like these type of animated films, I know that they're made for children and stuff like that, but oh my god, I feel like animation films have evolved way past this, and I feel like this was just thrown out there and saying, kids will eat that shit up, whatever. Yeah, whatever. And parents love them just because their kids are clapping and cheering around with it because it's colorful thrown at you and just got crazy ass voices and stuff in there. Fuck with it.
What's that?
Worst day of my life.
Only to get it back.
A roller coaster of a game.
All that two loads are our guys.
What a game.
I don't even know what the fuck he just said right there.
Here we go. See you later.
Bye.
Cool, another game. Where is that guy? That was no game last night. What the?
Why, okay, just because there was no game last night, why in the hell would that throw him off of saying, oh, I gotta go inspect now. I'm gonna play this too for y'all. I want y'all to be annoyed by this Shima. Motherfucker.
I got my girlfriend. She's in Canada.
Yeah.
She migrated.
Okay, maybe that's why I didn't like his ass neither. She's in Canada. Is it Sammy? Getting her date on with this pigeon and shit? I don't want no pigeon. A pigeon is a... I don't know the rest of that damn song. I know the Scrubs version more or whatever. No Scrubs. Anyway.
She's not made up. Look at her. Look at her. She exists, bro.
That's great.
Hey, do you guys hear about Roger?
Ah! Oh, my goodness. Are you okay?
What? Hey, bro. Oh, sorry. What? Okay. It's I tell you about my girlfriend.
Hey, boss wants to see...
You see what the fuck I'm talking about? Anybody see what the fuck I'm talking about with this bird? Like, you should have... And this clip right here was at the beginning of the damn film, so you should have seen the look on my face when I saw it. I was just sitting there going like, oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I don't know if I can do an hour and a half of this shit. Because I saw the trailer, and I was like, I know he plays like the villain, one of the damn villains in here, because there's so many of them. And when I just heard that voice that first time, I was just like, oh, I ain't gonna like this. I said, oh, I ain't gonna like this at all. I'm just not gonna like this. This ain't for me. I was sitting by the door, too. I was just like, you know what? I can just walk right out and go grab me a drink real quick and never return. Yep, throw my phone away and just be like, there we go. Just that never happened, never saw it, didn't want to watch it. Nope. And that goes on. Then you got the dogs in here, the wolves. Now, I told you I like the positive about how they just kept transforming into ridiculous shit. But before that, you get the clip that's in the trailer, which I already said in trailer talk. I fucking hate that scene right there. And it's just annoying as fucking there. And that's played by Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele. And I feel like they only got those two because possibly they're two up-and-coming stars in a way as far as their voice go and stuff like that. So this is just a way of saying, oh, we got the popular voice actors in here now just to hear them banter off each other. And I thought it was shit. I thought their bantering sucked ass. I was just like, okay, what is the point of that? And then it goes on, and then you just going like, there really was no point to these wolves even being here, was there? This is just a moment to kill. You easily, because this is over an hour and 30. I was like, you could have killed that all out and saved yourself about 10 minutes of my time right about now. You know, they got the running joke. I heard some people Once again, I said the word hurt. No, I read someone said, oh, the glass joke is hilarious. They used that about two or three times in the movie. I can't remember. But I thought it was okay. Someone was talking about it's hilarious. It was clever. I was like, I don't fucking see where it was clever or anything like that. Whatever. And then the ending comes, and you think it ends, but it just keeps going. And you're just like, oh, how many fucking endings do we have in this movie? And what I did like about the ending is the animation, once again, had one of those mind-blow moments. Now, I didn't show that scene, but it had one of those mind-blow moments where the animation looked really good. And that's when they were showing the babies being made, stuff like that, because they end up making tons of babies. And, you know, they end up getting back, and, hey, we should deliver babies, stuff like that. The whole design of this machine creating looked gorgeous as far as animation goes. But outside of that, because Hunter comes in with, you know, a big giant robot to kill them all, and I'm just like, I don't know where the fuck this is going on now. It's like, what's happening right now? You know, just hurry up and end. They end up delivering the baby to the Ty Burrell's character and stuff, and, you know, everybody lives happily ever. Oh, Tulip finds her family as well and stuff, so, you know, everybody lives happily ever after. The end. They got a happy moment. The family stuff, it's sentimental, it's sweet, it's got some moments in there you'll like. But overall, man, this movie was just fucking mediocre. And personally, honestly, it was kind of a waste of my damn time. I just don't personally like these kind of movies. Let me take that back. I just don't like these animated films right here because, all right, now granted, Norm of the North started it all off, but we got Zootopia out there, man. I feel like that movie just, like, that was the Civil War of the summer. You know, well, that was the Civil War of the year, you know, and stuff. Like, Civil War, that kicked off the summer, and that showed you this is what every summer movie should be. So is that. We luckily didn't get that at all. We got the opposite of that. I feel like Zootopia kicked off the animation of the year, and I feel like we ain't got that neither, to be honest. I feel like we ain't got that neither with Angry Birds, with Ice Age, with this. I know I'm missing one out there. The only one I think that lived up to it or even beat it, in my opinion, whatever, was Kubo and the Two Strings. That was just amazing. But these other studios, they're just not bringing it when it comes to these animated films. They're not stepping the game up at all or whatever. And they're just staying complacent. And, you know, I they always make those jokes back in the day because, you know, Disney is the head honcho of animated studios and stuff. And, you know, you hear adults say, oh, it's a Disney movie and stuff like that. But, man, Disney movies, these animated movies are taking so many chances and doing so much unique and creative things here. Well, I feel these other studios just get together. They're just like, look, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to make money off the kids and stuff like that. But, damn, man, you're not really helping this genre of filmmaking here. Hell, I'll even say Fox two years ago, with the Peanuts movie, stayed true to its source material and still nailed it right out the park and stepped the animation game up a little bit more. But when I watch this, I just go like, yeah, this shit looks like it could have been just some straight to Netflix stuff. I don't even see what this man. It's got some moments in there. It's got some good chuckles. I ain't going to say good chuckles. It's got some chuckles in there you'll get. But overall, man, this movie just sucked ass. I'm sorry. And mainly why I sucked ass too is that I just don't like these characters. These characters all suck too. They suck or they're annoying or they're just overhyped. Goddamn, why can't get this word? Shit. Whatever though. But either way, I'm just gonna give it a low streaming. I know people probably are gonna somewhat enjoy. Well, let me take that back. Families will enjoy this. Grown ass men and women, I don't expect them to enjoy it. Or unless they just might say, oh, that was cute or whatever. And just like, yeah, cute ain't necessarily the definition for good. So, yeah, I'm just going to go low stream it. And I'm probably going to forget this in about 3, 2. Yep, I just forgot it right about now.
Just fine.
We're gonna die!
Wolfpack! Form up! Submarine!
Wait a
happening?
Sorry.
What? I never seen that before. Nature shows.
No.
This tastes like flowers.
Okay, stand aside.
Are you in love?
I am in love. Are you in love?
I'm in love too.
I agree.